ओम शांति। इंक्रीजिंग द डेप्थ ऑफ योगा, नाउ इट इज बाबा सिग्नल इज you should have powerful yoga stage. The time of having ordinary yoga is already over. This is the time of having powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. Because time is short there, and within this short time we have to destroy our past sins on one hand, and we have to charge the battery of the soul on the other hand. And for this task, we really need to have powerful yoga. For having powerful yoga stage, we need to work sincerely on four aspects. But before that, I would like to explain what is the difference in mind and intellect. Because we are using these two powers in yoga, we must understand the function, the role of our intellect and mind in this yoga. When we are considering ourselves as a soul, soul is a mass of energy. The visualization power of a soul is an intellect, and the thinking power of a soul is a mind. Intellect acts as an eye of a soul. We can visualize this physical body in a mirror with the help of physical eyes of this body. But if we really would like to visualize our true form, that is a point of light, we must use the eye of a soul. That is intellect. When we are visualizing ourselves as a soul, then automatically mind start thinking on that object. Baba had given us this birthday gift, the divine eye, eye of knowledge. That is why we must have clear understanding. Clear analysis in these two powers. Intellect is a visualization power of a soul. For instance, if I would ask you question, have you seen Dadi Janki Ji? The image of Dadi Ji would be in front of you. Okay? And if I would ask you second question, how really she is? Then you start explaining. She is so sweet, she is so humble, she is so generous, like this. But the visualization power through which you are visualizing her image is the intellect. And thinking power is a mind. You start thinking, she is so sweet, she is so nice, she is so good, she is so generous. That is the power of mind, thinking power. If you understand this difference, and if you use these two powers in yoga, then automatically the quality of yoga will improve. Gradually and gradually. First aspect. Increasing the depth of soul conscious stage. We must sit in solitude and we must focus the eye of intellect in the center of our forehead on the point of light. I am this tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a living star. I am a sparkling star. I am a wonderful star. I am a radiant star. Be in that stage and increase the percentage of visualization. In the beginning, out of 100% consciousness, you may be able to focus 10% consciousness or 20% consciousness on yourself. You should increase gradually and gradually 20, 30, 40, 60, 90, 100 soul consciousness means zero body consciousness. This is the deepest stage of soul consciousness. And we must start experiencing seven qualities, original qualities, one after another. I am a pure soul, spreading the light of purity all around me. Be in that stage and experience that stage. This way, in this way, you can develop the quality of soul conscious stage. As much the percentage of being in soul consciousness is increasing, the aura of divine light is also becoming larger and larger and larger and larger. Brahma Baba practiced this soul consciousness for a long time in the beginning. Because in every Murli, Baba used to say, "Oh my sweet children, consider yourself as a soul, consider yourself as a soul." And actually, this is the first lesson and last important lesson. Our last paper is our final paper is getting detached from our body in a second and getting attached with Baba in that same second. It really needs the practice for a long period of time. That is why sit in solitude and try to visualize our real form, point of light, and be in that stage as long as you can. There are two factors in this practice. Increasing the depth of soul consciousness and increasing the time of being in that stage. Second aspect. For increasing the depth of yoga, we must keep on developing self-respect. Because when we are developing our self-respect more and more, then automatically we start experiencing godly intoxication and happiness in our life. Baba has said that keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect. All the time. myself? Who am I? Respect? How am I? I am a soul, but I am a very special soul, selected by God. This is a respect. For instance, I am a world benefactor soul. This is a point of self-respect. In this way, the throne is world benefactor. This is a throne. And when I am considering I am a world benefactor soul, means I am already seated on the throne of self-respect. And when we are sitting on the throne of self-respect, then automatically our thoughts are changing, words are changing, actions are changing, everything is changing. And our intoxication is increasing. Happiness is increasing. We must become the embodiment of that self-respect point. We must not keep that point in our intellect, but we must become the embodiment of that point of self-respect. That is the title of a soul. We must not forget the title of the soul, because we are a royal soul, we are the hero, actor in this unlimited drama. That is why we must have the awareness of our role also. God has selected me for a special task. The task of transformation, this old world in a new world. When we are staying in this self-respect all the day long, then automatically we are experiencing godly intoxication, and because of that we remain safe against Maya enemy. Brahma Bhava, the day first, Brahma Bhava had the vision, I am going to become a Narayan. Brahma Bhava was always having the intoxication. I am going to become a Narayan. And that intoxication took Baba fast towards his destination of perfection. When we are maintaining very good self-respect, then easily we can imbibe royal and gentle samskars in the soul. This is the time of imbibing royal samskars. That is why we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the time. This is the secret of maintaining elevated stage of yoga. Because when we are maintaining very good self-respect, our mind and intellect is becoming very light and full with joy and full with happiness and full with intoxication. And because of that, we can remember Baba easily. We can maintain consistency in connection easily. Third aspect. For increasing the depth of yoga, we need to increase the love for Baba in our heart, gradually and gradually. Our heart must overflow with true godly love. We must keep on sharing our love with only Baba. Not with any physical being or not with any physical things. We must have realization why I should share my love with Baba. Why not with any physical being? Confluence means sharing love with only God. True heartly love with only God. There are 5 reasons. If we understand these 5 reasons, then automatically we start sharing our love with Baba. First thing is that we must realize that only God's love is reliable love. Human love is not reliable love. Second point, only God's love is gradeless love and everlasting love. Third aspect, only God's love is purifying the soul. And fourth aspect, God's love is taking us beyond this physical world in the holiest and highest place, soul world, Paramdham. And then God's love is unlimited love. Human love is limited love. That is why I really would like to transfer my true heartly love towards Baba only. Love is very powerful magnetic power. When we are having tremendous love for Baba, then we could feel Baba is very close to me. That is why gradually and gradually our love must transfer towards Baba. For that we must start experiencing different relationship with Baba. When we are experiencing, developing the relationship with Baba, then automatically we start getting detached from this physical world, physical beings. We must sit in solitude and we must check, is there any place on this world globe where my intellect is pulling often and often? Is there any place or is there any person where my intellect is attracting or pulling again and again? We must check that. And we must start getting detached from that place by experiencing that particular relationship with Baba. Angel means not in jail of Maya anymore. Angel means having all the relationship with God only. That is the quality of angel. In this month of January, we can fulfill any desire of having any spiritual experience. Because Shiva Baba had given special blessings to this month. Because Brahma Baba already left physical body in this month. That is why we must take full benefit, maximum benefit of this opportunity. And Madhuban is a very powerful place on this world globe. You all, the charitable souls, are here in this month of January. That's why you must take full opportunity. Having deep experiences of yoga. And fourth aspect is having connection with Baba. But before that, we must try to visualize Baba's beautiful form while sitting in Paramdham beside Him. We must try to visualize deeply Baba's beautiful form, beautiful image. How Baba is really. How Baba's form is. The praise of Baba's form is in three words. Satyam Sivam Sundaram. The praise of Baba's form is in three words. Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Satyam means he is ever truthful. He is donating the power of truthfulness to the entire worldly souls. That is why the worldly people have said God is truth and truth is God. Shivam means he is ever benefactor, unlimited benefactor. He is having good wishes for all the souls, for all the time. We may have good wishes for the souls, but there is a limitation. And Sundaram means he is extremely beautiful. Is the most beautiful being in this world, in this three world. Because the connection of beauty is with the purity. He is the ocean of purity. On all the souls, there are black spots of impurities. They are trying to get rid of that spots. But he is ever beautiful, ever smart, ever green. And he is making beautiful to the souls. You just think that how beautiful he would be. That is why we must sit in solitude and we must keep on visualizing and visualizing and visualizing Baba's beautiful and wonderful form. Be in his company and as long as you can. Enjoy his company. He is a comforter of heart. When you are sitting on the bank of love, ocean of love, on the bank of ocean of bliss, on the bank of ocean of peace, you can enjoy his company. And fill your heart with true godly love. When we are practicing yoga, our consciousness is distributing. If you are a beginner, out of 100% consciousness, maybe 10% consciousness with Baba and 90% would be here. We must transfer your consciousness towards Baba gradually and gradually. 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 there, 0 here. That is the deepest stage of yoga. When Brahma Baba was Karmatit, at that time, if somebody used to meet Baba, they can observe from Baba's eyes. Baba is just sitting physically here, but mentally he is up there in soul world, in company of Baba, Shiv Baba. He is not anymore here. He transfers his full consciousness in Paramdham. Anybody could feel from Baba's eyes. Increasing depth of yoga means increasing the percentage of being in soul world in Baba's company. When we are being in Baba's company, when we are getting lost in ocean of love, then automatically, on one hand, Baba is ocean of love, but on the other hand, he is ocean of powers also. Automatically, that loveful stage can transform in a powerful stage. But we must keep on getting lost. We must get lost totally in the ocean of love. And we must develop concentration, percentage of concentration in this process of yoga. For having powerful yoga, we must have determination and we must have concentration, full concentration. When we are sitting in yoga, we must have determination. Anyhow, I really would like to do the experience of volcanic yoga stage. If you are sitting with that determination, then automatically you would get that type of the experience, powerful experience of yoga. Because success is a shadow of determination. And if you really would like to maintain consistency in connection, if you really would like to become a master in yoga, or if you really would like to have authority on this yoga subject, you must have detailed knowledge or clear understanding about mind and intellect, because these are the two powers which are playing prominent role in yoga. mainly 5 things are there related with mind and intellect. First thing, mind must be calm and cool and light. Such type of the mind is keep on chanting the mantra of Manmana Bhav tirelessly. Mind must be calm, cool and light. Intellect must be active, alert and fresh. Because intellect is playing major role in this yoga. That is the why the name of this yoga is yoga, intellectual yoga. Second point, what is the relation in between these two powers? Because they are always being together, that's why there must be relation in between these two powers. Once we understand the relationship, then automatically we would use them properly. Intellect is a boss of our mind. Intellect is an organizer of our mind. Intellect is a controller of our mind. Intellect is a manager of our mind. Intellect is a director of our mind. Mind is just follower of our intellect. Wherever our intellect is going, mind is following same direction. Mind is the follower of our intellect. And third aspect, we must understand clear difference, clear analysis in these two powers. Earlier I explained already, the visualization power of a soul is the intellect and thinking power of a soul is the mind. We must feel, we must experience that subtle difference. And fourth point is that we must know how to use these two powers while sitting in yoga. When we are sitting in yoga, just be in soul conscious state and then focus the eye of intellect on Shiva Baba in Paramdham or in subtle region, on the forehead of Brahma Baba, on Shiva Baba. Whatever the long time your intellect is visualizing Baba, your mind automatically would think about Baba's form, Baba's power, Baba's knowledge. Only your mind will think about Baba only. But when you are sitting in yoga, when you are having connection with Baba, and after some times you can lose that connection, and when you are losing the connection, how can you get that connection in a second? Very simple yukti is for that is, check where is your intellect, that is not on Baba, that is somewhere else. Check it and change it. Put it on Baba. Check it and change it. As much your checking power and changing power will increase, that much your concentration power will increase. And fifth point is that when we are being in the field of battle, we must keep safe these two powers against Maya. And for that, we must keep on wearing the armor of godly intoxication all the time. While being in the field of battle. In this way, we must keep on practicing this yoga. But you are here in Madhuban. If you really would like to enjoy yoga, you just follow one yukti, very practical yukti. Wherever I am going, my shadow is following me. In the same way, wherever I am going, Brahma Baba in angelic form, Bab Dada in angelic form is following me all the time. He is always being with me. And Baba is giving me sakas. He never leaves me alone. I am a very lovely child. If you practice this, you will enjoy your stay here. Today and tomorrow especially. I am incarnated angel on this land, and the Emperor of Angel Baba is always being with me, and he is giving me sakas. I am enjoying his company. Sit in solitude sometimes in a garden, somewhere in solitude, and just get lost in soul conscious stage and in God conscious stage. But the important aspect is keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the time. While eating, while walking, while sitting, while moving around, you just enjoy that stage. And especially on 18 January, we could experience Madhuban as a land of angels. Why? Because everybody is observing introvertness, and everybody is getting lost in Baba's love only, and everybody is experiencing in their body of light. That is why we are experiencing the Madhuban is like a world of angels, like a subtle legion. While walking, you just do one practice. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel, dress of divine light, and I am walking on the land of divine light. I am just walking on the land of light. Your consciousness would be very light. And as much you are experiencing the rays of light, then automatically you can lose the awareness of physical body, physical rays. Do you think that can we have really powerful meditation for a while? Very special experience in yoga. You like that? Then if you don't mind, can you stand on your place and stretch your body a little bit? Sit upright. Keep your back straight. I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead. I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a living star. Wonderful star. I am a living star. I am a radiant star radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, incorporeal form. That is the point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards towards the soul world. The soul is flying beyond this world glow. Flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. I arrive at a subtle region. How beautiful is this world of angels? It is a world of infinite snow white, bright divine light. It is a world of infinite purity. I, the soul, point of light, adopt the dress of an angel. How beautiful and light is this dress. Oh, the emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, sweet Shiv Baba, is also visible in his forehead. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the angel, become lost in ocean of love. Oh, my sweet child, most welcome here in this angelic world and experience any relationship with me as you wish. Baba tells me that experience me as your father. Be an obedient child and sit in my lap. Play in my lap and experience true fatherly, greatless love from me. My sweet child, experience me as your teacher. I am proud of my teacher. He is teaching me and he is filling my apron of my intellect with invaluable jewels of knowledge. My intellect is becoming more and more divine and light. Baba tells me that experience me as your preceptor. Receive lots of blessings through my drishti. Experience the hand of blessing on your forehead. How fortunate am I? I am experiencing different relationship with Baba and filling my heart with true godly love. I, the soul, is living the dress of an angel and flying towards the soul world. Flying and flying towards the soul world. I arrive at the soul world. How beautiful is this soul world? Sweet Paramdham. It is a world of infinite golden red divine light. It is a world of unlimited peace. This is my sweet silence home.
Oh,
incredibly beautiful form of Shiva Baba is in front of me. I, the soul, is visualizing Baba's beautiful form. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. Baba, in the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest Father. Baba, I really love you, Baba. Like you, Baba. You are so great, Baba. You are so merciful, Baba. You are so generous, Baba. I, the soul, was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And hey, merciful Father, He just picked me up, adopted me, and put me in Your lap. Put me on the throne of Your heart. Baba, I live in Your heart and You live in my heart. Baba is a sun of knowledge. He is an ocean of spiritual power. He is a tremendous source of spiritual power. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of powerful rays over me. Constantly. I am receiving tremendous powers from the Sun of Knowledge, Baba. I am receiving and receiving unlimited powers from Baba, and in the fire of yoga, my senses are burning away within no time. I feel very light and happy. I am enjoying Baba's company. He is my best companion. I, the soul, is enjoying His wonderful company. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life. I, the soul, is experiencing in the company of God Himself. I, the soul, receiving unlimited shower of powers on me. The battery of my soul is charging. The soul is returning from the incorporeal world towards the corporeal world via subtle region and entering in this corporeal body and sitting in the center of my forehead. I am Master Almighty Soul. I am a powerful soul spreading the living waves of spiritual energy in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere. My true existence in this world is just a point of divine light. I am a peaceful soul radiating the light of peace, vibrations of peace all around me and experiencing depth of peace. On my forehead, the sparkling star is sparkling. I, the soul, is radiating the light of eight powers. all around me. Bhava is a supreme star. Nay, the soul is a superstar, hero actor in this unlimited world drama. Wonderful crown of purity.